Imelda said and expounded on the wonderful things that we have been brought into. And I want to pick up on that sentence and ask a question. We've been speaking about the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the temple, and so on, all these things to the end of chapter 2. Now we're coming in here and we're reading in verse 6 that we are joint heirs in a joint body and joint partakers of his promise in Christ. How do we join this? How do we join this, I'm going to call it association. How do we join it? Think of what Emil just said. How do we join this? We don't. We do not join this. What Emil said was that we are brought into this by Christ. And read this verse now, verse 6, again. We are joint heirs. Chapter 3, verse 6. The Gentiles should be joint heirs and of the same body or joint body and partakers and or joint partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. And so, the gospel is the preaching of salvation through Jesus Christ. When do we become? You know, often we are asked, what church do you go to? Wrong question. That question is not a scriptural, biblical question at all. Okay? When we receive the gospel and receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are brought into this place. We are joined. We don't join it. Okay? So we are those that are brought in. We are joined by Christ by the receiving of the gospel. And when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we are all joined together as one. Joint together. And this is important for us to understand. It is man who has made all the different divisions. It's not Christ. And here we are joined together in Christ by the receiving of faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are his workmanship.
I'm looking at the clock, and I know we have to quit here real shortly, but I want to see a show of hands. How many of you have learned something new this week? Yeah. That's a wonderful thing. That we learn, we are taught the Word of God. And when I imbibe these truths, I want to show you from Scripture what it does. If I'm just looking for knowledge, it will puff me up. If all I want to be able to do is answer questions for other people, I'll find pretty soon that I'm proud and arrogant. But look at what the knowledge, the revelation, these things that Christ gave to the apostle, look at what it did to him in his estimate of who he was. You know it'll do the same for you and I. He says, John has read 6, I was made a minister in verse 7 according to the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Now the question comes, who is me? What am I? Listen to what the apostle says. Unto me who am less. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. When we are taught by the Spirit of God, when we hold the things that he has given to us, it makes us have a right evaluation of who we are. We don't then approach people from up here. A sister brought another sister to the meeting in Bluefield just last weekend. First time the other sister had ever been there. And her testimony was, these people will teach you the Word of God, and they will not look down at you. That's the kind of testimony every one of us in this room needs. If we're going to reach others for the assembly, if we're going to reach others for Christ, and present him as the gathering point, I have to see that the position of Paul here is the very position the Spirit of God would bring me into. That I'm not somebody, but really, I am nothing. Christ is everything. Unto me, who am the least of all this, of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Some have been a little frustrated in the readings here this week. You think, well, you know, there's so many more things I wanted to get out of that. Well, I want you to look at this verse. His riches are unsearchable. You go somewhere and under the guidance of the Spirit of God, 2 weeks from now, sit down with Ephesians, go through the book, you'll get more. And 20 years from now, and 40, every time you go through the book, you find that his riches are unsearchable. I can't get to the bottom of it, but I can always be maintaining my fellowship with him, my walking according to these truths. And I want just to end on the thought of verse 10, that God is using you and I to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, look at this, might be known by the assembly the manifold wisdom of God. What a wonderful thing. Angels are looking down on the assembly. Angels looking down and watching God's order maintained. The Spirit of God living and working in saints here. And they're learning, I think the new translation says, the all various wisdom of God.
Can I just, 1 second. And he said, when you read in verse 4, when you read, verse 4, when you read, you will understand. Don't neglect the reading. When you read, you will understand. Probably this room is the most frequent room by young people beside the gym and the dining room during the conference. I want you to go to the bookshelf today. Get a book on Ephesians and read. There is a little book, again, promoting the bookshelf, Hamilton Smith, about 60 pages. So, not much reading, but it's reading. Get it and read it and read it and read Ephesians and read the scripture. Because when you read, you will understand. That's what he said here. When you read, you will understand. It's going to take all eternity because it is the unsearchable riches of Christ.
May we stand.